This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. On November 15th, the federal government announced increased funding to the National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence. Announced by Marcy Ian, Minister for Women and Gender Equality and Youth, the plan will be receiving an additional $162 million in funding specifically in Ontario. Michael Passera, Ontario's Minister of Children, Community and Social Services, says that the $162 million is in addition to the province's projected investment.
That today's agreement provides the province with $162 million of funding over the next 4 years. This is a welcome addition to Ontario's projected investment of more than $1.4 billion in services over the lifetime of the agreement to help address and prevent gender-based violence.
The action plan started in November of 2022 with its goal to combat against the rising increase of gender-based violence. From 2011 to 2021, police from across Canada reported 1,125 gender-related homicides of women and girls in Canada, with a 14% increase between 2020 and 2021, quote, marking the highest rate recorded since 2017. Throughout the summer of 2023, municipalities around Ontario have been declaring gender-based violence as an epidemic, with Toronto making the declaration in July. After the Renfrew County inquest, a report into the triple femicide perpetrated by Basil Bertuski, the federal government declared gender-based violence a national epidemic.
When we see that 11 million Canadians have experienced intimate partner violence at least one, and that is after the age of 15, we know that we must take action now. That action needs to include recognizing that along with the physical harm, there is a really heavy emotional toll, a financial and mental toll that survivors carry for the rest of their lives. That is trauma they carry for the rest of their lives. And that action needs to include supporting people on the front lines that go to work each and every day to protect people fleeing violence.
The action plan has five pillars: support for victims, prevention, a responsive justice system, implementing Indigenous approaches, and increased social infrastructure. While the funding will be spread across the country, Ian says that there are three priorities that are being highlighted. Prevention being the first, Ian says that 25% of the funding will be going towards that. The rest of the funding will be going towards reaching underserved communities and, quote, stabilizing gender-based violence. To achieve these goals, the funding will go towards organizations that support people who have been affected by gender-based violence. One of those organizations in Toronto is the YWCA. They host programs and housing for women, as well as an emergency shelter for, quote, women, gender-diverse people, and their children fleeing abuse. YWCA CEO Heather McGregor says,
so on a very basic financial area, it will help us meet our budgets to support the programs that we're doing. So at the moment, we have two violence against women shelters. We have a program for child witnesses of violence and their mothers. And we have an interest-free loan and grant program to help women escape situations of violence. And this money will help all of those programs to move along and help survivors thrive.
McGregor says that the collaboration and funding from the government for agencies working with survivors is, quote, very exciting. McGregor also says that she would like to see Ontario officially declare that gender-based violence is an epidemic.
We would really like the province to declare gender-based violence an epidemic, and they haven't done so yet. But many municipalities across the province have, as a result of the inquest in the Renfrew County. There has been so much in the news, such sad news lately about gender-based violence and intimate partner violence.